If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Pump it up. Pump it up. Bossa Shaw Cross. Murder rates garbage plates. Almost 50 for the high today. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's there. I said it. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel like you need to clear
the air, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Let's get it. Ringy ding ding. Let's go over to Diana texting in. It drives me nuts when people complain about coworkers who microwave fish or vegetables at work. It's a microwave, people. It's used for heating up food. Stop complaining. There, I said it.
Meek.
Yes. Well, it's hard to finish those TPS reports when the office reeks of trout.
Yes. Keeping in the realm of food, mine for today is this. I think that buttered noodles know no age. There, I said it.
I love a good buttered noodle.
Buttered noodles.
Oh, they slap.
Whoever tries to make you feel bad or juvenile for eating buttered noodles past the age of 15, no.
Yeah, but you use buttered noodles in a beautiful beef stroganoff. Why? What's the problem?
Also, keeping on the realm of noodles, I hate an egg noodle. There, I said it.
It's the best type of noodle.
Disgusting.
What's there to hate? Why?
Ugh.
I don't understand.
No, not for me.
Okay. Egg noodles in soup. Mm.
Oh, the best, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
The best. You should come over to my place one night for dinner.
He just wants me to make the soup that I made for Big Red.
True.
Why do I have to be sick for somebody to make me soup? I don't understand it.
People don't make you soup when you are sick.
Good morning, guys. Stop giving unsolicited advice. People just want to be heard. There, I said it. Okay, so don't give unsolicited advice. Okay.
This person is pissed this morning, and they're coming for our throats.
Is there a name? All right, hold on. Let me play some.
All you guys do is say we're not going to reward bad behavior, but then constantly follow it up, highlighting someone who's doing bad behavior. If you guys really don't want to reward bad behavior, you wouldn't talk about half of the stories that you talk about. I'm not sure why you're shining a spotlight on the villains in this city and putting them on a pedestal. There, I said it.
I mean, if it's on the 6 o'clock news, I would...
Oh, dear.
Yikes.
Okay.
Coming up on the big story of the day, the dew on the grass was like powdered sugar on Rosie O'Donnell's chin last night. We'll talk about that coming up next. I mean, what do you want us to talk about? If it's in the news, it's in the news. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I'll tell you one thing. If there's one thing we're not going to do on this show,
we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. Let's go over to this person. Let me see. Hi, guys. It's Ashley. What happened to Gwendolyn? She was my absolute favorite. You guys should do a wellness check on her. Gwendolyn. Joe, you weren't here for this, but Gwendolyn would text in all the time for There I Said It and wish us well. And then it just one day, nothing.
Vanished.
For like, it's been like 6-7 months.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think she's dead. And I hate saying it, but I don't even think a wellness check is necessary. Either she passed away in her sleep, or someone at Home Depot ran her over with a forklift.
Oh, well.
Not the forklift.
I mean, there could be no other options. You know? She just started listening to the show. She's like, I hate you guys. This person says, Dunkin' Donuts is trash. There I said it. Oof.
I disagree with that. I love me some Dunkin'.
I agree.
They're like, everything tastes like it's been in a fire.
I think, and I've put some thought into this, but I think I'm going to start buying overalls. I think overalls on men is the next recycled trend. There, I said it. How good would I look with overalls on, with no t-shirt on?
Are you feeding your chickens in the morning?
I'm just saying.
You have a straw coming out of your
mouth? I've seen, like, in people on Instagram, too, like, wearing overalls. I'm like, I would look good.
What are you wearing underneath it?
You don't have to wear anything. I mean, I would have, like...
An HR nightmare.
No, I would have pants on, or, like, maybe a tank top or something, but you don't need...
You're going to have pants on with an overall. What?
Well, I would say, like, boxer briefs or something. I'm just saying. I'm gonna do the whole overalls thing. I think I would look good. Oh, look who's here. Most toxic man in Rochester. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Happy Friday, guys. Hey, Breezy, I think I watched the wrong Disney movie last night. What did Cinderella say to Prince Charming? Want to see if it fits.
Oh.
Right. Okay, let's
Family-friendly shows. We don't read every text.
We don't. So. You know what, Big Ed? I don't appreciate that text this morning. Because if there's one thing we're just not going to do on the show.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
Never have, never will.
Good morning, guys. It's Erica from Rochester. It drives me crazy when people think it's okay to bitch for no reason. There, I said it.
Okay.
Wrong show.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Anna from Brockport. I hate it when people say you don't need to have it all figured out in your 20s. Yes, you do. I'm 27. I have a great job with my own place and a car. And if you don't have any plan in your 20s, you have a ton of work to do. You should have started thinking about this in high school. There, I said it.
And by car, she means moped.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I don't think you need to have it all figured out in your 20s. There's people in their 40s still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Joe. You go to roast Moose. I go to roast you.
I don't understand.
It's
I feel really triggered this morning. I really do.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, our friend, intern Joe, all here this morning. Businesses in Rochester's East End reaction was pretty positive after City Council Committee voted in favor of a cleanup initiative that they're going to be doing, which will be taking place in downtown. Mm. We're cleaning up the city, you guys. This city allocated more than $22,000 to make the area cleaner and more welcoming. Business owners expressed excitement about the efforts because they believe it's going to attract more customers. Time will tell. I think we can all agree Easton Alexander is not what it used to be 10 years ago. But as of now, here's the deal. The cleanup project is going to include trash removal on Saturdays and Sundays. That's going to be from 3 a.m. until 5 a.m. from April through October. One business owner said, we'd love to see East Ave like it was 10 years ago, where every bar had a line out the door. So anything positive the city can do to welcome that would be great. I don't know what the odds of that are. I mean,
right?
You know, I think the hot spot now is the cannery down in Fairport. That's where
Everybody's hanging. That's where everybody's going.
Obviously, as most of us know, the East End had seen a lot of increased shootings in recent years, especially last summer, which is why the city put that special event zone into place.
Right.
You had all the barricades up. I think are they still doing that? I think they might be.
They do it for like special events. So they did it for like the Bills tailgate. They do it every Saturday just to keep like that area cohesive and safe.
They're checking people's backpacks. They're making sure you're 21 and older to enter that area. Plus for the East End, there's also the return of Jazz Fest.
Love.
Put the stage down there. That hasn't been done in over 10 years.
Right.
So business owners have already begun preparations. Rochester City Council is set to vote on the project on April 29th at the end of the month. All right. Coming up on the show. It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy.
Yeah.
That's right. 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Benson Boone live in concert June 5th at CMAC. Breezy is currently on the board with 13 wins and 24 losses.
Oh, I hate those odds.
That's quite the dumpster fire. 585-252-9800, caller 8. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy! Our girl has 13 wins and 24 losses on the board.
Oh, I hate those odds.
It's been a dumpster fire. All right, guys, this is your chance to go see Benson Boone live in concert at CMAC June 5th. We have your last pair of tickets right here on PXY Mornings. We got to get to caller 8. Let's go to the phones. Hi, PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Isabella.
Isabella, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Honeyoy.
Calling from Honeyoy. All right.
Honeyoy energy.
We need you to go head to head with Breezy because you're caller 8. All right, go ahead. Talk some trash really quick before she leaves the room.
Oh, Breezy, you better get ready because you're going to downtown.
Oh, she's going downtown.
Downtown.
That's better than Alyssa yesterday who said you're just going down. Today you're going downtown.
Downtown.
All right, Breezy's leaving the room.
I hope you suck.
She's been great. All right, Joe, intern Joe, help me out on this one today. You're going to keep score. Isabella, this is for Benson Boone tickets. Let's go to question number 1. What fish is used to make calamari?
Uh, calamari.
2 seconds.
Squid.
Going with squid. Question number two. By the way, you get 5 seconds to answer each question. Question number two, where can you find the Colosseum?
Rome.
And question number three, Isabella, what airline uses the slogan, "You are why we fly"?
Delta?
Going with Delta for question number three. Let's go to question number four. Which is the only body part on a human body that is fully grown at the time of birth?
That is fully grown? Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Clock is ticking.
A body part. The heart? I don't know.
Time's up. I'll put you down for the heart. And let's go over to question number five. Last question, Isabella. Which TV show are people stranded on an island and are put into tribes?
Survivor.
Going with Survivor. All right, Joe, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Okay, Breeze, let's tally these up. Our girl Isabella this morning got a total of 3 out of 5. All right, Isabella, stay there. We're going to go to Breezy. Are you good? No, you're not. Okay, you got 13 wins, 24 losses on the board. Let's try and make it 25 today. Breezy, what fish is used to make calamari?
I think it's octopus, but it might be squid.
I need an answer right now.
I'm going to go squid.
Question number two, Breezy, where can you find the Colosseum? I need an exact location.
Italy?
Where?
I don't know. Italy? Italy. That's the final answer. That's all
right.
I got. All
right.
Question number three, Breezy, what airline uses the slogan, "You are why we fly"?
Like Spirit? I don't know.
Going with Spirit? The Motel 6 of the skies. Let's go to question number four. Breezy, which is the only body part on a human body that is fully grown at the time of birth?
The skull.
Going with the skull? And last question, Breeze, which TV show are people stranded on an island put into tribes?
Survivor.
Going with Survivor. All right, let's get Isabella back on the line. Hey, Isabella, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, turn your radio off. What do you? How do you think Breezy did?
I think we might have tied.
Yeah, you would be 100% correct. You definitely tied, which means you automatically get the win. You're gonna
go. Such a dumb rule, honestly. It's so stupid.
You can take it up with corporate, but what you need to do is congratulate our listener Isabella for winning these tickets.
All right, let's go through the questions here.
Question number one: what fish is used to make calamari? The answer to that is squid. Where can you find the Colosseum? Rome, Italy. Both of you guys said Italy. I gave you a correct one for that. And then what airline uses the slogan, "You are why we fly"? That would be American Airlines. Question four. What is the only body part on a human that is fully grown at the time of birth? It is the eyes. And question five. You both got that one right. It is Survivor. Isabella, nice job. You're going to see Benson Boone. Who are you taking with you?
Probably my husband.
Oh, yes. Little date night out. Love that for you.
June 5th at CMAC. I need you to say, "My name is Isabella from Honeyoy," and I kind of, sort of, just beat Breezy.
My name's Isabella from Honeyoy, and I kind of, sort of, beat Breezy.
I don't know about all that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.